Hey, good morning, everyone. Here we are, Wednesday, February the 6th, 2019. Glad to be back with you again this morning. This is Brother Mark, just ready to bring you another morning devotion. Thankful for those that are watching, and just to give you a little insight, again, remember that we are doing these devotions to try to help you on your walk with the Lord. Some of you are new in your walk, and we're trying to give you some insights, some things to help you. At times, we're just looking at the Word to see what the Word says. But this morning, we're going to look at what it means to be led by the Spirit of God. This week, we're looking at the Holy Spirit in your life and what that means. So far this week, we recognize that when you're born again, you're born of the Spirit. Secondly, we saw that you are sealed by the Spirit. And today, we're going to look at being led by the Spirit. The text we're going to read this morning is found in the book of Romans, chapter number 8 and verse number 14. And it says, "For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God." And so as the sons of God, we know that you are to be led by the Spirit of God. So what does that mean? What does it mean to be led by the Spirit? Simply put, it just means that you are now following the leadership of the Holy Spirit. Before you're born again, you follow the works of the flesh. The works of the flesh are that which dominates in your life. You're like so many others, like the rest of the world. You just follow the works of the flesh. Whatever is pleasing to the flesh is your consideration. You don't take consideration of what is pleasing to God. And so now we're going to see that because we've been born again and now we have the Holy Spirit in our lives, the Holy Spirit is now going to direct our path. And so the flesh no longer determines your actions. The Holy Spirit now determines your actions. But first, we want to think about being led by the Spirit. We know that in our text, it'll tell us, if you read a few verses above that, it'll tell you that we do, verse 13, if we live after the flesh, you shall die. But if we through the Spirit, notice that, through the Spirit, do mortify the deeds of the body, you shall live. And so what we're going to find out is that part of being led by the Spirit is mortifying the deeds of the flesh, or putting to death the deeds of the flesh. So what happens when we're led by the Spirit, we'll no longer be led by the flesh, and we will begin to put to death the works of the flesh. But what does that mean, you might ask? What does it mean to put to death or mortify the deeds of the flesh? Well, here's what happens. The Holy Spirit begins to direct you into what is pleasing to God. The Holy Spirit will enlighten you that action that you're committing is not pleasing to the Father. That action you're committing is a work of the flesh. And you begin to recognize that the works of the flesh are sin. You begin to recognize that the works of the flesh that are sin break fellowship between you and the Father. And so we need to think about how to break the chains of sin in our lives. How can we break the habits of the flesh, which are sin? How can we cease to fulfill the desires of the flesh? And of course, the answer to that is that it's through the power of the Holy Spirit. We don't have that power on our own. It's not in our own ability. It's the Holy Spirit that gives us the ability to walk in a way that is pleasing to God. So let's think about a couple of examples of a few desires of the flesh in which we can focus on to mortify those works of the flesh by and through the power of the Holy Spirit. So let's think about someone who has the propensity to lust. The lust of the eyes work in them so strongly that they never stop until they've fulfilled that lust. The lust may be so strong in some that they go all the way to the point that they take the fulfillment, take what is necessary to fulfill their lust. Others may marginalize their lust, convincing themselves that the fulfilling of the lust is not sin. So how can we battle against that lust and the fulfilling of it? Well, we can only do that through the Spirit. And 2 Peter 1:4 says, "Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust." So it is the divine nature in us that gives us the ability to escape the corruption through lust. So the divine nature in us, the Holy Spirit, enables us to escape the corruption that is in the world and enables us to flee from sin. When evil appears, we can abstain or hold ourselves from it. So the Holy Spirit enables us. What is another way that we can use the power of the Holy Spirit to break the chains of sin? Well, let's think about our speech. That's a place that is very early in our Christian walk. We want to begin to consider the words that we say and think about. You know, some people might be accustomed to speaking profanity, and we want to stop that immediately as a believer, because that gives a bad view. And remember, what's in the heart is what comes out of the mouth. And so if there is profanity in your heart, that profanity is going to come out of your mouth. And so a very early place to begin to walk after the Spirit is to pay attention to the words that you're speaking. So in the flesh, all manner of evil speaking may be part of our vocabulary. We may use profanity. We may speak evil. We may use hateful speech, or we may be gossipers, or whatever. And so how can we begin to control our tongue? And it is only through the power of the Holy Spirit that we can mortify the deeds of the flesh. We can break the habit of profanity. We can consider the words that we say before we speak them. And so it's the power of the Holy Spirit that enables us to put to death the works of the flesh. But you know, it's not only mortifying the deeds of the flesh, but it's also putting on the new man. It's putting on the new man with his deeds. And so the new man in us is created in righteousness and holiness. And so now righteousness and holiness is the rule of our actions. And so being led of the Spirit, not only will it lead us away from the works of the flesh, but it will lead us to the things that are pleasing to the Father. So let's begin with the example of lust. When we're walking and being led by the Spirit, instead of considering our own desires, we begin to think about God's Word. We begin to think about relationships in a way that is, instead of taking advantage of the other person, we are honoring that person. Instead of thinking about fulfilling our own desires, we begin to think about the desires of the other person and trying to especially think about God's desire for our relationship. And we begin to live our relationships in such a way that we know they're pleasing to the Father. So we're focusing on being righteous in our relationships and in our the lust of the flesh. We think about righteousness instead of the lust of the flesh. We think about holiness. Our goal is holiness. We think about being pleasing to God. Then when we're led by the Spirit, and when we think about our words, again, as we begin to think about our words, we begin to think about positive words. We begin to think about words that build up instead of words that tear down. We think about using words that are glorifying to God. I mean, there's so much that we could say about being led by the Spirit. But just remember one thing. When you're led by the Spirit will produce fruit of the Spirit in your life. You can find those in the book of Galatians in chapter number 5, verse 22. So when the Spirit's at work in your life, the fruit of the Spirit, which you find in Galatians, will begin to be evident in your life. So today, Lord, we, as we think about being led by the Spirit, I pray that your people would seek the leadership of the Spirit. I pray that they would know that the Spirit leads according to your word. I pray that they would recognize that the Spirit is effective in defeating the flesh and producing fruit which is pleasing to you. I pray today that your people would seek to walk in the Spirit and not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Thank you for quickening us. Thank you for making us alive. Thank you for the sacrifice of your Son. Thank you for bearing our sin in your body on a tree. Thank you for giving us your righteousness. Thank you for loving us. In the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Be encouraged today. Be led by the Spirit, and you'll be living a life that is pleasing to God. Until tomorrow, Pastor Mark Campbell saying, have a good day.